Finally today, a snapshot of Australian households paints a worrying picture of women's mental health. The annual Household Income and Labour Dynamics Report, or HILDA survey, shows 23% of Australian women and 19% of men experienced psychological distress in 2019. It also found women do 21 hours a week more unpaid work than men. Carly Williams has more.
There's been a disturbing hike in the number of Australians struggling with feelings of severe psychological distress. According to the annual Household Income and Labour Dynamics in Australia survey, or HILDA report, a national look at 17,500 people in 9,500 households.
We've seen quite an alarming rise since 2007 in the proportion of people reporting the symptoms of severe psychological distress. It's been particularly pronounced amongst young women, so particularly women aged under 25.
That's HILDA report author Professor Roger Wilkins from the University of Melbourne. He's found levels of stress for women have increased 30% over the past 14 years.
Facing a tougher time economically, that's just probably having a psychological cost. The fact that it's more difficult for people to get full-time jobs in the labour market, it's more difficult to get into the housing market. Another factor that people have pointed to is the rise of social media, things like Facebook in particular and Instagram, where they may be corrosive to people's mental well-being, particular feelings of inadequacy or not measuring up.
And women are doing far more unpaid work than men.
Looking after children, doing household chores like, you know, the cleaning, the washing and so forth. We're talking about household errands, doing the shopping, the grocery shopping.
The gender gap in unpaid work is particularly large when couples have children. Women jump from 20 hours of unpaid work a week to 70 hours, while men hover at about 30 hours of unpaid labour a week. And the gap persists even after kids leave the home. The report also found women are having fewer babies than they had planned. Karen Hammerberg is a fertility expert at Monash University.
When they were 35, quite a few women, like about one in four, said that they were planning and wanted to have a child in the future or more children. They might have had children, but they wanted more. And then 14 years later, when the same people were asked the same questions, about half of those women hadn't actually achieved what they wanted.
Karen Hammerberg says there's many reasons why people have no or fewer children than planned.
Often it's because they haven't found a suitable partner or they've had a lot of other things happening and the years have just gone by. Women spend much more time getting, you know, good education working in their professional lives. It's clear that a lot of women don't achieve the kind of reproductive goals that they originally had.
That's fertility education expert Karen Hammerberg from Monash University, and she was speaking to our reporter there, Carly Williams.